Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 5th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Titoyevry Banking partners with Tier 1 Bank. Financial SaaS solution provider Titoyevry Banking has partnered with Nordic Tier 1 Bank to deliver card issuing and payment software services to clients in the region. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. Check launches new tools to support payroll businesses. U.S.-based payroll as a service API Check has launched a new set of tools designed to support the launch of new payroll businesses. Neonomics, Carbon Centrum partner to curb CO2 emissions via open banking. Open banking provider Neonomics has partnered with Carbon Centrum to enable carbon IDs, a way to track the carbon footprint of financial operations more accurately. Wise Platform and Alica Bank form cross-border payments partnership. Wise Platform, Wise's global payment infrastructure for banks and big enterprises, has partnered with UK-based fintech Alica Bank to augment money movement for UK businesses. Visa and Oxfam America expand pre-disaster financial support program. Visa and Oxfam America, a humanitarian assistance organization, have announced intent to scale the Be Ready project to provide preventative financial aid in 4 high-risk locations. Mandu partners with MangoPay to support B2B marketplaces. B2B payments company Mandu has announced a partnership with the modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms MangoPay. JIVF partners with OpenWay. Belgium-based digital payments software provider OpenWay has announced its partnership with JIVF to launch new payment services and optimize customer experience. Adyen partners with S Group. Financial technology platform for businesses Adyen has entered a long-term payments collaboration with S Group across Finland and Estonia. Connect ID partners with Hold Access. Australia-based Connect ID has announced its partnership with Hold Access in order to accelerate the development of WUNA and to include it within its network. Dmalink integrates Commerce Bank. UK-based bank and exchange independent electronic communication network, ECN, Dmalink, has announced that it onboarded Germany-based bank Commerce Bank. DIMOCO Payments partners with STS. DIMOCO Payments has announced its partnership with STS in order to optimize iGaming payments in the region of Poland with carrier billing. Konto selects Fourthline for customer onboarding. France-based finance manager for SMEs and self-employed Konto has selected Netherlands-based RegTech Fourthline as its technology solution for customer onboarding. BioCatch report finds mobile attacks on bank customers jump from 47% to 61%. BioCatch, a digital fraud and money laundering detection provider, has released its 2023 Digital Banking Trends in North America report. The report offers a comprehensive perspective of the prevailing fraud landscape and trends in North America leading into Q1 2024. Including how the rise of mobile banking has led to corresponding technical and human vulnerabilities for fraudsters to exploit. Trulioo partners with Public to ease stock market access for UK investors. UK-based Trulioo has partnered with Public, an investing platform for stocks, ETFs, crypto, and alternative assets to allow UK investors access to US stocks. TII launches a blockchain-powered carbon tracking and trading platform. The UAE-based Technology Innovation Institute, TII, has launched a blockchain-powered carbon tracking and trading platform. Société Générale issues digital green bond on the Ethereum blockchain. Société Générale has successfully issued its inaugural digital green bond leveraging blockchain technology for its transparency and traceability. Adyen to act as global acquiring bank for Klarna. Buy now, pay later. Giant Klarna has selected Adyen as its global acquiring partner, responsible for collecting card-based payments from customers and their banks, and then delivering them to retailers and merchants, both in person and online. EBA Day 2024. Applications open for FinTech Zone. Finextra and the Euro Banking Association are inviting startups from across the world to apply to join the 2024 FinTech Zone at EBA Day 2024 in Lisbon. Mandu and MangoPay combine to fuel growth in B2B marketplaces. Mandu, the fast-growing B2B payments company, today announces a new collaboration with MangoPay, a modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms. App scam losses across six major economies expected to hit $6.8 billion by 2027. Authorized push payment, app, scam losses are on the rise and expected to climb to $6.8 billion, a combined compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 11% by 2027 across six leading real-time payment markets, US, UK, India, Brazil, Australia and Saudi Arabia. According to ScamScope, a new report by global payments software company ACI Worldwide and Global Data, a leading global analytics firm. ISX Financials paid by checkout product goes live for Wix merchants. ISX Financial EU PLC, the developer of Paid By, the specialist open banking payment platform, has partnered with Wix Limited, Nasdaq. Wix, a leading global SaaS platform to create, manage and grow online presence. SDK greater than finance integrates with Marqeta. SDK Finance, a fintech solutions provider, proudly announces its integration with Marqeta, a leading card issuing and payment processing platform. Emergent Pay and Rubion go to market with soft POS package. Emergent Pay, a leading global payment service provider and acquirer, has announced a strategic partnership with Germany-based fintech company Rubion AG, ISIN, Delaware 00051208022. Weekend, 512,080, Munich. Kria wins embedded payments deal with Halfords. Halfords Group PLC, the UK's largest leading provider of motoring and cycling products and services, has selected Kria, the leading embedded finance provider, to power payments and credit for its trade account customers. Ciardat Agricole Corporate and Investment Bank goes live on OpenSea Risk Management Platform. Ciardat Agricole Corporate and Investment Bank, part of one of the largest banking groups worldwide, has gone live with a new market risk management solution delivered for its front office users by OpenSea, the specialist data analytics platform for financial institutions. Trading commences on Dubai Financial Markets Carbon Credits Pilot Platform. The much-awaited carbon credits trading pilot by Dubai Financial Market, DFM, will go live today, debuting at the COP28. DigiFT obtains recognition from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. DigiFT, a digital assets exchange, is pleased to announce today that it has obtained a Capital Market Services, CMS, license and has been recognized as a Recognized Market Operator, RMO, by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. FCA sets out credit information market improvements. People will find their credit files better reflect their financial circumstances, under proposals announced by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Fourth line selected by Kanto for customer onboarding. The Pan-European FinTech fourth line selected as Quento's technology solution in the verification of customer compliance during onboarding, KYC, in France, Spain and Italy. Taulia expands network with Bank of China and BNP Paribas. Taulia, a provider of solutions for managing working capital, has expanded its global multi-funder network by incorporating the Bank of China London branch and BNP Paribas. LHV Bank joins Flagstone for its personal savings products. LHV Bank, a newly UK-licensed bank, has announced that its personal savings products are now available on Flagstone, a cash deposit platform in the UK. IBM Consulting expands its partnership with Palo Alto Networks. US-based IBM Consulting has expanded its partnership with Palo Alto Networks to help clients improve their end-to-end security while navigating new threats. Vietnam's JIVF migrates credit portfolio to OpenWay. JACCS International Vietnam Finance Company Limited. JIVF, a prominent Japanese name in Vietnam's credit finance sector listed among the top 20 of Vietnam's leading famous brands, has announced a strategic fintech transformation in partnership with OpenWay. Trevi Pay offers B2B sellers more payment choices. Trevi Pay, the global B2B payments and invoicing network, today released a series of technology features designed to help merchants build experiential loyalty with enterprise buyers, including TreviPay's new all-in-one payment solution. LSE outage hits small cap trading. The London Stock Exchange suffered two outages on Tuesday, disrupting trading in hundreds of small company shares. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.